Simo, the movie dude.
Join us for breakfastist, and I've got a treat for you this morning. Not really, it's what we always do. It's a Friday, so we do Simo the movie dude. Simo, how are you going?
It's still a treat to me, Sean.
Is it a treat if you get it the same time every week? Is that how treats work, or is it a bit, you know, oh, this is, I'm a bit sick of having this dog biscuit every week on the same day.
Well, as long as it's a good dog biscuit, it doesn't matter. And Sean, why are you eating dog biscuits?
I used to eat dog biscuits. I mean, what are they? They're just sort of, no, I don't even know what dog biscuits matter. They're very salty, which is kind of delicious. They're just like normal, they're just flour, I guess, and you know, crust of things.
Sean, I can't follow you down this road because I don't eat dog biscuits. I can't say, oh, yeah, you're right. They do have a salty tang. They're kind of like pizza shapes because I don't know.
Well, they're nothing like pizza shapes, that's for sure. And by the way, I don't eat dog biscuits. I just used to as a child when I used to raid the pantry and eat anything.
Was your childhood all right, Sean?
It was actually the most intense thing I used to do as a kid was get into the sugar bowl. And this is no word of a lie. When my parents would go out and be like, now you boys, me and my twin brother, now you boys, we're going out. Don't you do anything naughty. And the moment Mum would leave, Ben and I would look at each other and be like, sugar bowl. And we'd climb up into the higher shelf and there it was in this little jar, this sort of brown sugar. And we'd spoon it out of the jar into our mouths and we would run and tear away like psychopaths for about half an hour. Mum would come back and there'd be feces on the wall and paintings on the floor and things. Toys would be on fans and we'd just be running a million miles an hour. We got into that sugar hard, man. And that's why I'm addicted to sugar now, and that's why I take a needle every morning to fix my diabetes.
Sean, that's a tragic story, but I'm glad we got there.
Do you know what may or may not be a tragic story? Because I haven't even heard of it before. Stan and Ollie, your new release that you've seen recently.
Oh, that is a fantastic segue, Sean, and that's why you're the best at what you do. I didn't even see that coming. No. I was like, where are we going to throw the movie review? Out of nowhere. I just get hit by this semi-truck of a segue.
It was big. It was. You should have stopped at the pedestrian crossing. That segue will hit you. It'll get you. It's got your number, mate.
Oh, okay, let's get into this. It's Stan and Ollie. What's this movie about? It's about Laurel and Hardy. Have you ever heard of these people, Sean? They're very famous, 60-plus years ago, but you must have some kind of background. Stan, Laurel and Hardy.
No background at all. Not aware of anything after, you know, a couple of weeks ago, let alone 60 years.
Okay, think of them. They were like the big comedy duo of the 1920s, 30s, 40s. So they did silent movies, they did black and white movies, they did movies with sound, they did stage shows, a lot of slapstick, singing, this sort of stuff. They're kind of things that become iconic. They were preceded by Abbott and Costello, that sort of thing. After Chaplin, that kind of stuff. So that kind of period of Hollywood where everyone kind of wears suits and funny hats and get clocked on the head by ladders.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, they sound pretty good if they did silent movies and movies with sound. I mean, they did it all.
Yeah, that covers both your bases.
I love those movies with sound, but I also love those silent movies too. But so they're obviously quite famous. I love slapstick. I reckon it's terrific. And Abbott and Costello, that Who's on First skit, that's world famous throughout history.
Yeah, and this movie, Stan and Ollie, takes place in what you call their twilight of their career. So it's 1953, and they've travelled to the UK to do some stage shows together in order to raise funds to make their next film. Because when they were making all these movies together in Hollywood, they had a horrible deal. So they basically made no money, even though they were probably one of the most famous duos at the time. So everyone would see them on the street and be like, oh, Laurel and Hardy, hey, where's Hardy? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're famous, blah. But in the reality, they didn't have much money. Their manager, their head of whatever the film company was, took all their money. So they're doing these shows in the UK in the 1950s when they're not super famous anymore. People remember them, and They go, oh, yeah, we can go see them, but they're not packing out theatres. And this is all true, Sean. So this is stuff I didn't realise. I thought, you know, Laurel and Hardy would be like, oh, you know, Hamish and Andy, they've got money. Mm. We know they've got money, but it's like that, but they've made no money. And all of a sudden, they need to get some money together. They need to kind of figure out how they're going to retire gracefully.
Okay, I'm shaking my fist here. Damn you, Hollywood. Why would you do such awful things to great comedians? Why? Do you reckon Simo and Sean, are we a bit of a Laurel and Hardy or a Hamish and Andy?
You know we are, Sean. We've got the juicy chemistry of a beautiful steak meal. People will have one bite and they go, oh, do I want to wait till next week for more?
And then they say, I want dog biscuits.
Yeah, they go, can we have something else? We definitely didn't order this.
Mm. We're funny. Okay, keep going. So they're in London. Right. They're trying to find some funds to do another stage show. Oh, no, to do another movie.
And, they're doing stage shows in the UK to raise money to be able to do another film. And I just got to get this out of the way. They're played, so Laurel is played by Steve Coogan, who you might remember.
Ah.
He's Alan Partridge.
Yes, love him.
So he's a very famous British comedian. And Hardy is played by John C. Reilly, who is wearing a massive fat suit during the whole thing. People will remember him from Step Brothers, Talladega Nights. He also does quite a lot of serious drama movies. He was in Moulin Rouge, Gangs of New York. He's a very versatile American actor. And they that's your duo for the film. And they play off each other just great.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, Steve Coogan, Alan Partridge is one of the funniest characters. He actually plays a radio host, and some of those clips, those scenes that he does are hilarious. And, I mean, Riley's also, he's a very funny man. He does stuff as well. Dr. Steve Brule, if you ever take notice of Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job, which is sort of a very obscure adult swim television show. He's very good on that as well. Dr. Brule's a great character. So, and then basically, this is following their life. So they obviously, where do we progress with this plot? Are we getting to a state where they make a great comeback? Is this a happy story?
This is a realistic story, Sean. So
you've
got them in the twilight of their career. They're doing shows around the UK. They're not booking out massive theatres like they used to. I don't want to give any spoilies, but it is a true story. Things tend to slightly turn around for them. And, you know, I don't want to spoil it, Sean, but
no,
it's a true story.
Don't.
It's very difficult.
Well, don't.
I'm not going to spoil it.
No.
I don't want to spoil it. It's me. So they're doing shows. I think you can tell that something needs to come up for them, which, you know, makes it all worthwhile. And maybe something does, Sean. But also, the way the film ends is it gives you closure on sort of their entire career. I'll leave it at that, Sean. I'll leave it at that.
Do you leave the theatre with a smile on your face and a spring in your step and a renewed fondness for the world, or do you leave thinking that everything's terrible and you just want to eat dog biscuits?
I think you leave with a nice warm feeling of learning something, as well as seeing two great actors, Coogan and Riley. They reenact quite a lot of their Laurel and Hardy's most famous sketches, this sort of thing. So if you've never seen that kind of comedy before, you'll probably enjoy that as well. But you can also, if you enjoy Laurel and Hardy, which, you know, I'm sure some listeners are very aware of them, they can even watch them on YouTube, you'll see how they just kind of nail the mannerisms of both guys. And if these guys weren't doing the movie, it wouldn't be that great.
Yeah.
It would just kind of be a dour sort of, you know, oh, look, a biopic. It's cool how it just sticks to one period of their lives, probably about 2 months, and encapsulates the relationship between both men. And I think it was quite a special move. They don't do these sort of things where it's like, oh, here's a male friendship that's developed over years and decades, and here's what's happening in basically the end.
So how many dog biscuits out of five does it get?
This is a nice 3.5 dog biscuits out of five, because you can sit down with 3.5 dog biscuits, maybe your mum or your dad who have a bit more background on it, and they'll definitely enjoy it along with you. I call this a mum and dad movie to sit down with.
Oh, so grab your dog biscuits, get to the cinema and watch it. Actually, I wonder if they'd even let you in the cinema if it's not popcorn. Maybe dog biscuits won't be allowed. What do you reckon? You're more of an expert on this.
I just want you to stop buying dog biscuits to eat, Sean. I want to just progress, you know, through the food pyramid and get you off this bottom-level dog biscuit thing.
But they're so Moorish.
You know, chips have salt as well, Sean. We can just get chips.
Okay, maybe. We'll think about it. All right, we'll move on to our weekly, and this is one that missed the cinemas altogether. I had something in mind, but as we were talking then, I actually decided to change tack and do a different movie. I mentioned it before, actually. In Adult Swim, there is a TV show called Tim and Eric. Awesome show, great job. Are you aware of this, Simo? Have you seen these Adult Swim episodes, about 12 minutes in length?
Yeah, I've seen quite a few, and you're right. It's surrealist kind of sketch comedy.
Yes.
It's definitely not for everyone. It tickles my funny bone.
What about, have you seen the movie, Tim and Eric? Awesome movie, great job.
I can safely say I've avoided this film, Sean,
yes.
So you are going to have to tell me all about it.
Well, okay, I think you summed it up quite well in terms of the TV show. It is surrealist comedy. It's a bit over the top. It's sort of kind of satire as well. There's a lot of satire on, you know, commercials, and there's a lot of satire on your dramas. They put that in there, very much overacted by the two, which is Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheim. They're the two main men. And this movie, yeah, it's so the basic premise is they're given, I believe, $1 million by executives to make a movie, and they blow it all in a weekend, and they basically have one scene to show for this movie. They come out, the first scene is them with new white teeth, like spray tans, fake hair, everything, and that's all they've got to show for this, for the investment from their investors, I guess, their executives. So they owe a lot of money. These movie buffs are not happy at all. They want their money back. So Tim and Eric flee. They end up stumbling upon a supermarket and decide to try and do it up, this entire supermarket complex, basically. You can imagine, you know, your Boulevards or your great big, what are they called, Winfields. Is that what they're called? Is that what they're called in Perth?
Winfield? Westfield.
Winfield. They're the smokes. They're the cigarettes. Sorry, I'm getting confused.
Sean, are you okay?
I don't even smoke cigarettes. I've never had a cigarette, a lung lolly forever, really. Anyway, so they go here. The big shopping mall is in trouble. Their task is to do it up and then make some money. They've also got these film executives who are after them. I tell you what, John C. Reilly, he's actually in this movie. He plays Taquito, the boy of the mall. He just sort of stumbles in and out. Typically pretty disgusting, a character he plays, which is kind of funny as well. And Will Ferrell makes a cameo. He's there. He is the owner of the mall, who gives basically the management to Tim and Eric. It's an interesting movie. It's hit and miss, that is for sure. If you're not in the mood for it, then you'll hate it. If you don't like this sort of comedy, and it is very particular, then you will hate it. But if you go in with an open mind and you just take it for what it is, which is a handful of jokes littered in a really loose and weak plot, then you might enjoy yourself. You might enjoy it with a handful of dog biscuits.
Well, I've always found Tim and Eric kind of stuff, it's not in the same vein, but it's sort of in the same kind of area as Monty Python kind of skits, where it's just weird stuff happening, but they dial it up to 11, and it's just, you know, they double down on here's weird, here's gross, rather than kind of, yeah, British people kind of have this humour about them.
It's definitely crude,
yeah.
It's crass, and also there's a lot of editing. It's very much a video editing thing. I think most of their stuff is filmed behind a green screen, which can be funny, but there's also some things that are just a bit weird. They kind of dement the pictures quite often, and as I said, there's some things that really hit. Oh, there's one certain Adult Swim episode called Tennis by Tim and Eric, and I just think it's one of the funniest episodes of anything. I can't really go into too much detail because, as I said, jokes aren't funny when you retell them over the radio. You've got to see them in context. But yeah, Tim and Eric, awesome movie. Didn't hit the cinemas. I'm pretty sure it went straight to DVD. I downloaded it and watched it. It was okay.
Okay is all you need, Sean. How many kind of, what would you say, John C. Reilly's would you give it out of 5?
1.5, maybe 2. It was
Is this a movie you'd sit down with your mum and dad, pop it in the DVD player and say, let's have a nice 90 minutes together?
No. No way. This is a Sunday night, perhaps even like a Thursday night movie that you'll put on at 9 o'clock when it's dark and turn off halfway through and revisit it another time. It's not bad. There's some, as I say, there's some chuckles, but it's not a movie that you're going to remember.
Well, that's all you need then, Sean. There we go. We've got a lovely mum and dad movie, and then we've got Tim and Eric movie, which if you don't like it, it's still horrible.
There you go. Well, it's still worth a chuckle. That's the movie. We've been with Simo, the movie dude, this morning, as we do every Friday for our little treat. Simo, thanks for joining me, mate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.